SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Iran-backed Houthis are entering the month-long war and could further threaten shipping.
The Yemen Houthis' entry to the war could further hurt global supply routes, targeting vessels in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait off the Red Sea. Ahmed Naghi, a senior Yemen analyst at the International Crisis Group, says if the Houthis increase attacks on commercial shipping, as they have in the past, it would further push up oil prices and destabilize all of maritime security. Naghi adds that the impact would not be limited to the energy market. Countries have scrambled for alternative routes to the Strait of Hormuz. Bab el-Mandeb, at the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula, is crucial for vessels heading to the Suez Canal through the Red Sea. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
Senator James Lankford has nothing but praise for Operation Epic Fury.
The performance of the American military has been stellar. I don't think anyone, Republican, Democrat, Independent, would challenge that at all. Based on open source and by classified information, they moved at tremendous speed and professionalism. All of these operations are incredibly complicated.
Senator Lankin, an Oklahoma Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says people in this country believe Iran's leaders are evil.
When you've looked at American public opinion prior to the launch of Operation Epic Fury, Americans have understood the Iranian regime for what it is. It's the world's largest sponsor of terrorism. It's killed Americans, it's held our people hostage, it's attacked our allies, it's oppressed its own people.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has positioned himself as the grassroots favorite in the runoff election to determine the party's Senate nominee. This is SRN News. Men and women have different moral codes.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that men are a lot more likely than women to feel that getting a divorce is immoral. Men are also considerably more likely to believe abortion to be morally wrong. On the other hand, 58% of women say viewing pornography is immoral compared to just 47% of men. Women are also more convinced that the death penalty is immoral, 36% to 31%. Michael Harrington reporting.
There are races in 30 states this year for attorney general, and groups that support those candidates are spending big money. Pro-life advocates are trying to help Republicans win. A number of GOP attorneys general have tried to go after out-of-state medical providers who prescribe abortion pills by telehealth. Liberal groups are trying to help Democrats to victory in various states. They are hoping friendly attorney generals will file more lawsuits against the Trump administration. This is SRN News. Republican Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri says Democrats are concerned because the SAVE Act includes common sense provisions, such as voter ID and ending men and women's sports.
These are all very popular issues. I think they're very worried that the more time we spend on it and they're held to account on votes, it's going to burn them. And they should be worried about it because they're completely out of step with the American people.
Senator Schmidt says there's nothing controversial about requiring a person to verify their citizenship in order to vote.
No sane country would allow 15 million people to come here illegally. Some of those people now in some states can't get driver's licenses. And if you have a driver's license, you can probably register to vote. So this is the loophole that we're trying to clear up.
Schmidt was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. President Trump is hosting a UFC fight on White House grounds to celebrate his 80th birthday coming up on June 14th and the nation's 250th anniversary. More details, SRNNews.com.